This meeting is called to an order. It's 5:31, CCNR meeting, May 4th, 2026. Jim, will you do the roll call, please?
Yes. Chair Dunn.
Present.
Vice Chair Israel.
Here.
Director Gilchrist.
Here.
Candace Hill Calvert is absent, and Terry Eastwood is absent.
Didn't Terry resign?
Yes. We need to fix that.
Okay. Yeah.
And Sid Bazett was also invited to this meeting, and he is not here today either.
He can't come when there's two of us here. He can't be here.
No, me. Yeah.
We can't have more than two board members.
Okay. I know that Nikki said she was going to invite him, though.
Oh, well, that wouldn't work. So
that wouldn't work.
Keep that in mind in the future.
They would tell him to leave.
You wouldn't be happy about it.
You would be.
Go. Sorry.
All right. Well, thank you, Jim. Public testimony will be received on each agenda item as it's called. The principal party on each side of this issue is allocated 10 minutes to speak. Individual comments are limited to 3 minutes, except with the consent of the committee. Individuals shall be allowed to speak on an item only once. Members of the audience are asked to volunteer their name before addressing the committee. The committee reserves the right to waive said rules by majority vote. Do we have a motion for adoption of the agenda?
I will move to adopt the agenda as presented.
And I will second the agenda.
Okay. There's a motion to adopt the agenda as presented and seconded. Any discussion, comments, corrections? Hearing none, we'll take a vote. Those in favor of adopting the agenda as presented, say aye.
Aye.
Those against, say nay. Hearing no objection, the agenda passes as presented. The approval of the minutes. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes from...
I have a motion to approve the minutes from the March 2nd meeting.
March 2nd meeting, correct. Do we have a second?
Well, it says, I wasn't here for it, so.
Oh, you weren't here, so.
So, Chair, I think you might.
Chair, you're going to have to do it.
Okay. So, I'll move. It's been moved and seconded. We'll take a vote to accept the minutes as presented. Any corrections, comments?
Nope.
Hearing none, the minutes are adopted as presented.
Oh, we got to vote first.
Okay, so do we take a vote?
Yes, yeah.
Call for the vote.
I call for the vote. I say yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Now, the minutes are accepted as presented. The vote passes unanimously, and it's adopted. Open forum, member of the public. We see no public being present today. Department matters, CCNR updates and action requested. That's your item, Jim.
Okay, thank you, Bob. Okay, item number 1A is our case detail report. Let me get down to that. You have the grid work of all of our cases that are going on. So our case detail includes this breakdown, which we have currently 28 cases open. 8 of those we continue to monitor. And remind you that a lot of these continuous monitors are reoccurring cases. They get abated and they come back to reconcile the records and constantly go back, open and close them. It takes a lot of work, so oftentimes I'll put them on continue to monitor. We have 5 courtesy notices out, 7 initial notices out, final notices, there are 5, and the pre-legal is 3, but 2 of those are on hold. Actually, all of them were put on hold when we were switching over to new legal counsel. And 2 of them are on hold because just the current situation. We have none in legal right now, but we are requesting some from you today. We had 15 cleared cases over the last couple months and 12 new cases. Any questions on those?
Am I? The fourth one from the bottom on the second page, initial notice sent on 3025 Camarosa Circle, it says it was initiated in 2019, and it's just an initial notice. So is that one of those continual?
No, I'm sorry. The dates you see at the end is when that case originally opened.
So that's one of those continue to monitor
things? Goes on and off, yeah.
Okay, and then...
And that's for the landscaping or the vehicle restrictions, or both?
This is Camarosa Circle. Uh-huh. This is one that just came back up recently. It did come up in 2019 with Kate, then it came up with me in 2022. This time it was for a motorhome out in the front. The notice was actually just sent on this one about a week and a half ago.
Uh-huh.
So I have not gone back to re-inspect to see if that motorhome is left, but I, at the same time, reviewing that complaint to the motorhome, I did make a note to maintain the landscaping because we had been there before for landscaping. It wasn't horrible, but we are getting into that time of year where it needs to be maintained. So I put it on that letter as well.
Okay, thank you.
My second question I see is under 1B, so I will wait.
Under 1B?
Yes.
Okay. So, 2605 Norwood Drive.
Hi.
Okay. Am I early?
Come on in. No.
No, you're late.
Okay.
Come on in.
Okay.
Item number 1B, the pre-legal cases that cleared. 2605 Norwood Drive, 3380 El Dorado Royale. And 2773 Norwood Drive. The Norwood Drive is the one we had the gentleman come in.
Uh-huh.
And while he didn't satisfy the March 1st date, he did get it completed by like March 10th.
And I must say, I drove by there and noted that the boat was not in front of his house.
Yes, recently. It was behind the fence line.
Okay, so he did.
He did what he needed to do.
He did what he needed to do. Okay, good.
El Dorado Royale, same thing. I was, we were in pre-legal. We were about ready to issue another legal notice from counsel, and that was put on hold. And thank goodness that it handled itself. The trailer is no longer in the driveway. I drive by it daily. It has not returned.
That's the one on Camel Park Drive.
And El Dorado Royale. Yeah, so... I'm pleased to say that resident removed it without us having to go to another legal notice. That costs a lot of money. And then your Norwood Drive recreational vehicle. That's one of those that I stood on continue to monitor. And I'll just leave it at that, but I have it on continue to monitor.
Good.
Any more questions for 1B? Item number 1C, this is CCR 25106-23415 Chasen Drive. This is in regards to unallowed chickens on the property.
Yes.
As well as,
sorry to interrupt.
Hold on.
And a chicken coop, which agricultural structures are not allowed. This case is being pushed over to July 6th for continuance.
Okay.
Now we take public comment.
It sounds, like we have some public comment on this item.
Okay.
You have 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
3 minutes. Okay. Okay. I live next door. My name is Emery Lindsley, and I hear them all the time, chickens. So what is the progress? I mean, what happens next?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is it a legal issue?
I will let our compliance officer
walk through the steps
Describe how enforcement of the CCNR can happen with the chickens.
Okay. So when it comes to chickens, we have to work on those via complaint. We do depend on our residents to send in complaints. And thank you to the residents in Eastwood Park. We have received numerous complaints about it. We have entered all those complaints into our case file. We have gone through, I'll try to speak up for you.
That's all right. I'll come over here.
Well, we have gone through courtesy notice, initial notice, and final notice. So it's gone through its round of notices required by our agency per policy. Each step of the way, we got additional complaints, which issued the next notice.
Okay.
About a week and a half ago, the owner reached out to us, and per the bylaws and per the rules of this committee and the process and procedure, that resident has two options. They can either come into the committee and address the committee via hearing, and they can discuss an appeal, is what she asked for, to appeal the case, in which case she was not able to be here at this meeting, and per our policy handbook, they are allowed to request a continuance, a one-time continuance. So she had the option of either writing a letter to this committee to be read aloud without her presence, or a continuance to July 6th. It's a one-time thing. So she opted to take a continuance to the July 6th meeting, in which case we are told she will be here, stating her appeal on the case.
What kind of an appeal would it be? I mean, how can she appeal it?
Everybody has a right to appeal anything that comes their way, but the committee makes the decision.
I understand that, but okay. So now we just wait.
Unfortunately, we wait.
So what? I mean, specifically, your complaint, your personal complaint is they make noise during the day. Is there a rooster?
No, there's no. I have not heard a rooster.
So it's just hens, or it is hens.
Right.
And where's the coop set up in relation to your house?
It's right. Okay. It's right. In her backyard, we back up on a fence, backyards, and her chicken coop, as you call it, it's an oversized greenhouse with a cover, and it's huge. It's right up on the back fence.
Okay, so it's up against your back, your two.
It's not against the dividing fence of the property. Huh. It's up against the fence on BLM land.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, fine.
All right, and it's pretty good size.
Yeah.
And how many chickens? I don't know. I hear them 20 minutes to a half an hour, sometimes around 6:30. And then when she feeds them, they're fine. And then another time around 11:30 to 12. And sometimes, not very often, but sometimes in the afternoon.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
When they lay their eggs.
She should not be allowed to have them.
I have a neighbor who has them.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just
I hear them.
It's stupid. And she's a lawyer, and she does not give two you-know-whats about your CCNRs. She told me that personally. I'm sorry, I just get a little uptight.
Well, thank you for...
So anyway, well, thank you for the information.
And we do apologize that we don't have a resolution for you today, but July 6th...
Do you think there ever will be? Maybe.
A lot of that has the decision by the committee.
Okay.
And the direction for us to proceed.
Okay. Do we need more people to complain?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you should have more people sitting in these seats.
I thought there'd be a lot of people here.
On July 6th.
Okay. On July 6th.
My neighbor said he'd be here.
Yeah. And you got your neighbors, you and your neighbors have done a good job with notifying us and keeping us up to speed as to whether or not the chickens were still there.
Oh, yeah.
I will tell you that we are not allowed to go into backyards. We are not allowed to.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So it's an invasion of privacy for us to do so. The only people that can do so and go in there when it comes up to livestock is animal control.
Right.
However, chickens are allowed by the county.
That's right. Exactly. I called and found out.
So animal control will not address it.
Yeah.
But we do appreciate you guys keeping us up to speed.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for all your effort. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hopefully something will come out of it.
All right. Yeah, well, she wants to fight. She can really drag
it. Oh, she'll fight it.
Yeah, well.
You don't know.
There's,
where do you meet her?
There's the appeal process includes appeal to the board, and then she, you know, it always could go to litigation, too.
Yeah. Oh, it will. She'll take it as far as it goes.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate
thank you,
it.
Sir.
All right.
Thanks. Okay. What's the next item?
We are on Country Club
Drive. Country Club Drive.
So our next item, are we done right now with 1C, everybody?
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Item number 1D, this is CCR 25-1070, 3278 Country Club Drive. Pre-legal action is requested for two trailer items, trash and storable items. I will bring up that case for you. I actually already have it brought up. So you can get a visual. I'm going to skip through any. I'm glad we don't have anybody in here, so I can open this up freely. So if you all might remember that the previous owner, I battled for about 2 years on this house, same property, and the previous owner had a dead truck back here and lots of trash all the way around the frontage. It wasn't cleaned up until the previous owner went into foreclosure, and that's when it finally got cleaned up. Now we've got a new owner of the property. He's got a very large trailer here. This thing is one of those big trailers that has a full deck on the back end. It's massive. He does know the CC&R is requiring him to have this behind a fence line. And this trailer is here. It's now been moved to over here just in this last weekend. I have spoke with the homeowner. He is receiving his notices. He's up through final notice. He does know that he has to build a fence. He even told me, I know I need to build a fence. I asked him to make sure and get me an ARC application and complete the process. Otherwise, we will be taking this to the CC&R committee. His last letter also invited him to be here at this meeting to address the committee regarding this. And I sent him multiple reminders. So I do have his phone number. I do have his email. We have communicated. He does know it's in violation. It's just not getting managed. So we're requesting pre-legal to give a little bit of a push. And remember, pre-legal is from staff. It's not from our legal counsel.
Is that the one that has, like, that trailer is on a permanent foundation?
No.
One of those houses along Country Club over there by the fire department, it's on a permanent foundation.
What's that picture
down below?
Drove
really slow past it.
That, I don't know about a trailer on a permanent foundation. Okay.
Yeah, they put it in, so it looks like someone's living in it now.
Well, I would assume that you're probably thinking about this, but I do not believe it's on permanent foundation.
Okay.
And here's the other thing. If there is somebody living in there, I need somebody from the community to send a notice to this code enforcement. Because I've had many conversations with county council. They will no longer take complaints from me. They want it to be from the neighborhood residents. So that is highly illegal, to be living in a trailer inside Cameron Park, or from my understanding, inside El Dorado County. I do believe they will issue a temporary permit for someone to stay, but it's under a specific amount of time. So our job here is trying to bait or get a screen up, a proper 6 to 7 foot fence. And even though we will see the top of that, the CC&R still require it just to be behind the fence line.
So the violation is trash and storable items?
Yeah, and the trash is, you don't see a lot of it in my initial pictures back in last December. but now it's built up all across the frontage and down the side. You've got cement mixers, all kinds of stuff. You can see it starting to build up on, my, on some of my later photos over here.
Okay.
And then, yeah.
So what do you need from us?
I just need you guys to do a vote on whether or not to grant pre-legal. And again, like I was stating, this is not from legal counsel. Pre-legal notice is generated by staff.
Right. Okay.
Do you All right. I will move to approve staff to proceed with pre-legal notice and legal notice if deemed necessary after the appropriate amounts of time for 3278 Country Club Drive.
Okay.
Do we have a second?
All right. We have a motion now and a second on this matter for both pre-legal and legal if necessary.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but on an action item, do you want to take a roll call vote on this?
Yes.
Okay. So can may I do that?
Yes.
Okay. Chair Dutta?
Yes.
Aye for item number C or D, action request of 3278 Country Club Drive. We have an aye from Bob Dutta. Tim Israel.
Aye.
And Director Gilchrist.
Aye.
That's 3-0. Motion
passes, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, and now let's
Is this the only action item?
It is now because the other one was the Chase and Drive.
Right.
So it's the only action item now today. That takes us down to item number 1C, neighborhood campaigns. We've been really, really busy the last 3-4 months. So
it's 1E, right?
Thank you, Mr. You're right. Now that I squint, I can see that. neighborhood campaigns. So NCCNR enforcement complaints did continue to drop just before I wrote this, and now they've come back up. So we're getting a lot more complaints as we usually do in the spring months. But for this report, complaints were down. Our next neighborhood campaign is going to be in County Park Number 2. We're focusing on Marywood Circle and Holly Hills neighborhoods. I have noticed a bunch of trailered items coming back into those neighborhoods. Again, these are all people that have received notices before and abated, and now they're bringing them back. Staff will continue neighborhood campaigns in County Park Number 2, specifically the Holly Hills and Marywood. Another campaign will be completed in the Cameron Park number 11 neighborhood.
Where's that? Where's 11? Doesn't matter if you don't know where
yeah,
off the top of your head. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry. But I did know areas on my last inspections from complaints, I didn't know that area, looked it up, Cameron Park 11. I apologize, I don't know the exact streets. Any additional questions on the CCNR updates and actions? Our next is, we're going to our ARC updates, and I'm also going to run ARC approvals through you all, because we have had a problem running our ARC committee, as we have not had a quorum for the last month. So, first, if you don't mind, what I'll do is I'll run through the ARC report. Here we go. So, this will give you an idea. In the months of March and April, our projects reviewed were up to 64, and 64 projects were approved. This is up from our average mid-30 count. So it almost doubled in March and April. We had a lot of stuff come through. So I spent most of my time on the ARC in March and April. those, we had two patio covers, one swimming pool, one deck, four exterior house bands, one siding, one shed. New home constructions was 16 lots were released through the for Silver Springs. The ARC committee reviewed the 9 different variations. There's basically, I think, 5 floor plans and variations of those floor plans. Is it 5, Mark, or?
No, I think it was 4.
And then most of them had anywhere from right around 3 variations of each. So we reviewed all of those. And once those were part of the master plan, once those were approved, then they issued their documents to receive permits from the county, and they are currently developing 16 of those lots. We have one fence, one gazebo, one landscape, one solar. So Silver Springs, staff is working with Lennar and True Life for the next phase of Silver Springs. Lennar is developing 47 homes at this current time on the 181-lot property. The ARC reviewed, I'm glad I wrote it down, on 414 for 9 different variations for homes that will be built on the project. The ARC committee approved these designs for the master plan. 18 lots were released on 428 for construction. I might have had a typo there. Released for construction, and the location of the development is south of Green Valley Road, Silver Springs Parkway, behind the development of Silver Springs, behind the first development of Silver Springs. March and April were very busy months, residential and developers. Residents and developers, staff ran ARC meetings in March, but did not have a quorum for the April meetings. Illness and alternative availability held committee members from attending in April. The number of completed reviews, 64, included 16 lots in the Silver Springs that were released in April and included in the overall master plan designs.
How did the April projects get approved?
They're not. We're going to review them right now.
No, I'm not prepared for that. I mean, you haven't provided us any information on this. It's like a complete surprise. There's no details in here. You want me to bless these things in this meeting?
Present them to you.
And then what?
This is, again, per the direction of what we were told we should be doing, since this is ARC as a subcommittee to the CC&R committee. We haven't been able to approve. If we don't review them and approve them, they're automatically approved by the
president. Well, I'm not voting for. I don't have any information on what you're presenting.
I would like to present them to you, just as I do in ARC.
But it's okay.
Same way we do it in ARC.
All right. I guess that answers my question for some other stuff. All right, thank
you. So if we don't approve, they're automatically approved?
They will be automatically. 30
days.
All the CC&Rs say that they
How far are we out from that 30 days?
We have 2 of them that will be 30 days and this week.
Okay.
Also, staff attended preliminary design review meetings with the developers and El Dorado County municipalities to discuss preliminary design scenarios for new housing developments in the Cameron Park CC District. NJRA Architects made the presentation. The location is the north end of Cameron Park between Starbuck and Hastings. This development will include 108 high-density units, 5 residential buildings, and a community center. Head Start program, playgrounds, sports courts, and common areas for the residents on site.
Specifically, where is that? Is that behind Dollar Tree?
Yes, behind Dollar Tree, where that apartment building burnt down, right next to Danbury Park.
Yep.
How many acres is that? It doesn't look very big on my phone.
It's an odd shape.
I think it was 5.5.
5.5 acres?
Yeah.
108 units.
High density. 3-story walk-ups.
And it will be a gated community.
And it will be...
It doesn't seem like it fits our architectural
guidelines. So there was a preliminary TAC meeting last week. Mm-hmm. The they're trying to get around having to do an EIR because it's affordable housing.
Okay.
So myself and Callan are looking at this, giving our input to the TAC, which will go to the Planning Commission.
So,
but it's part of the whole state, you know, how they're...
Right. Again, it's shortcut.
Yeah.
The environment. But so, I mean, this is more appropriate for our ad hoc.
I know, that's what I was going to ask exactly.
Thank you for raising that. Do we have a... technically, you don't have a standing ad hoc.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do. It's me and Tim around.
For...
We haven't disbanded it yet.
Okay. So, but...
For annexation and
planning.
Great. And
that's
economic
through
development.
Well, then, I'll send an email because I wanted to... I wanted to see if we could form an ad hoc to look at stuff like this, and I've got another thing I'd like to bring up to this.
Yeah, economic development, is that what we call it? Something like that.
Annexation.
Yes.
So there are six properties here. That's where we need to approve.
Perfect.
Project.
Yeah. Yes. Answer a question I have.
Yeah, so it includes all our projects. Okay, so.
Right. Yeah, let's continue on with these six, unless... We need more information.
No, it sounds like we're going to get it from him on another
Well, no, but I mean, I let staff present this.
Okay. Yeah, and I mean, we only need two people to vote for it.
Okay. Well, no, you need three.
No, you need three.
Yep. We have three committee members, but out of the three, we only need two to say yes.
No.
No,
not
you
when
need
you have a five-member committee.
You need three votes.
The majority of the committee members.
I understand where you're coming from. Our ARC is three members, so. Okay, so item number 3A is 7071 Kleinfeld Drive, or Kentfield Drive. This is in Cameron Park, Cameron Ridge number 2 for a retaining wall. So here is our documents as far as our site. This is our site. So if you, as you can see, it's up against Northgate Park, or Northview Park, sorry. So what our applicant is requesting here is they have a heavily sloped yard down to the park as opposed to a 6-foot fence. They're going to inset 2 feet into the property a 6-foot retaining wall with the wrought iron required fencing because of the pool. So as far as our documents are concerned, this is our retaining wall. There's slope, so they can backfill the slope and have utilize their yard.
So, Jim, can you go back to that?
Sure.
So it's 6 feet.
Yes.
Plus
42
three
inches.
And a half feet.
Plus the 42-inch guardrail.
So it's 10 and a half feet tall.
Open construction run iron.
The wall and fence are 10 feet tall.
The wall is 6 foot, and the railing will be 42 inches.
So that's going to create a big visual effect for everybody around, right? No one's complaining.
Not necessarily because it's backing up to this spot.
Is that our... That's not
that's
us.
That's our park.
That's our park.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. And so, I mean, it's
but their backyard's got to be like this.
It goes straight down.
So they're not going to really see 10 feet from
well,
their
so
back,
I'm thinking about the
from
person.
Their backyard.
The backside.
On the backside,
people,
you will. Yeah.
The people on the other side are going to be looking at this big wall.
Yeah, I don't... What's the street view look like on that?
So it's a backyard.
Oh.
It's
a
backyard.
See, does
anyone else
see it from the trail?
Does anyone else
the
have walls?
About the people on the other side. Of
no,
the
other
park.
People have
the trees will probably.
So this is totally different than everybody around them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a matter of a fence or a 6 foot fence or a 6 foot wall.
But it's a 6 foot wall plus a 4 foot fence on top of it.
Yeah, because county requires to have that wrought iron fence around.
So it makes it a 10 foot wall, a 10 foot facade. That they're going to have to look at, all their neighbors, and they're going to fill in behind that, right?
Yes.
So are the walls extending up the hill along... What's the extent of the wall?
The extent of the wall wraps.
Oh, so it does. It wraps.
Yeah. Wraps over here. It will be coming here. And this is their backfill area.
But the guardrail is only in the back, but not the guardrail.
If you're walking
along the trail, you'd be walking on, seeing all these fences, and then you're going to see this massive thing.
But from the front, you won't see it.
And there's nothing in the CCNRs that says that they cannot do that. The setbacks here are also equal to El Rock County. As we know, El Dorado County does all the engineering requirements and everything when it comes to the retaining walls.
So why do we even bring this to this committee?
Because the county requires us to.
Oh, they need the clearance from the RC.
Yeah, because, like, for example, there's a lot of setbacks in Cameron Park that are...
What's the treatment on this wall?
I do not have any explanation as to what the treatment is going to be. I assume it's going to be concrete.
Is it, or is it going to be a cement block wall that's not finished?
No, it's going to be a pour in place.
Are they going to finish the exterior? I mean, because I sent you a picture of a house I'd like to talk about.
Oh,
briefly.
There's a little driveway profile. So down the back hill, there you go. So from the front, you're only going to see the wrought iron.
You're not going to see the front at all.
It's the people who walk down the trail, or
the people who live next door to them, or the people who are on the other side that look across to it. And it's going to look totally different. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but it's totally going to look different. I wouldn't like it if I was living next to the guy. So it doesn't have a description of the block at all? Or what? It said just concrete.
It just says finished grade.
Proposed concrete retaining wall, 2 feet in from property line.
Well, if county is going to give the engineering review, then they'll approve it, whatever you put on top of that retaining wall anyway. So it really, structurally, county is going to take care of that.
Concrete retaining wall,
they have degradation to their pool, okay. Right. 6 feet concrete retaining wall.
The owners have been monitoring the erosion stuff over the past few years and have noted extensive degradation and movement that could pose structural danger to the in-ground pool. This retaining wall will arrest any further erosion movement.
Does the CCNRs in this area have any language that talks about consistency with the neighborhood's construction practices?
It does. It specifically talks about this kind of stuff. It talks about erosion and it talks about drainage. So in this case, they actually did also locate their drain line and everything, because the CCNRs specifically read that you cannot drain into another lot. So it has to drain off the back of their property.
Into our park.
Yeah. Which is fine. I mean, that's what it does now. I mean, that's not, it's not a problem.
Yeah. Drainage is not the issue.
Well, I guess what
Director Israel is saying is there a conformity clause in the CCNRs that needs to conform aesthetically to the surrounding?
No, there was not. When I was reviewing this against the CCNRs, the main thing that talked about the grading of the lot was primarily the drainage and everything like that. And that the grading of the lot must be approved by the county.
Well, I don't blame them, but it's...
Because all grading permits go through the county.
Do you have... that picture I sent you this afternoon.
I'm sorry, I was here.
Yeah, just check your email. And it's a picture of a house that's built up on the hill. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful house. It's really cool.
It's gorgeous.
But it has this huge retaining wall.
Yeah.
Look at that. And RARC approved that.
And almost all the homes on that street have retaining walls.
No, but zoom in on that wall. That is an unfinished Literally nothing done to that wall. There's all, even the you know, there's the retainer, the holes. What are those little cone things? I can't remember what you're calling. Those are all not filled. No, the wall was finished off. Look at how high it is up next for the people next door to look into this wall. And, of course, what we're talking about here isn't nearly as big as this. But that wall there is, you know, 8 feet tall plus 42 inches. And look, and so this is my concern is, well, I wanted to talk about this just because I was like, wow, we approved that. And it's a beautiful house, but it doesn't fit in. Because
see, there's no restrictions to doing that, and we can't make
Is. There's clauses. We've done this before with the guy who wanted to build his garage down in camera park number whatever it is, 2 or 1 over there, where there's clauses in there that it has to be consistent with the architecture and nature of the neighborhood. And that, I mean, just that's taking it a little far, I think. So in this case, that's my kind of a very similar concern here with this is we don't even know what it's going to look like other than it's a concrete wall. And the neighbors, I don't think you're going to like it because it's totally different than everything else there. So I'd ask for more information on this one. Certainly on the finish of the...
Something like an embossed, stamped pattern or something.
Even if they grouted it up so it's consistent. I mean, literally, go up there and look at it. That place has, you can still see the chalk marks on the concrete where they didn't finish it. And it was on purpose, very much on purpose.
The further you go up the hill here, up Covello Circle, the bigger the retaining walls get. There's that one there.
That's the one we just looked at.
Mm-hmm.
None of them are like this.
And
they're rocks. They're not industrial concrete shooting up into the sky. That's not Cameron Park. That is El Dorado Hills. That's Folsom up above Costco. That's not here. That's my concern. So, but it doesn't. I mean, so. All right. So, you guys, any other discussion on this one?
Can you point to the conformity clause that the general manager was talking about so we know exactly how to match?
Jim says it isn't in there.
It's not there. So if it's not there...
Do you know what...
Which one are you asking about?
I'm talking about the same retaining wall. The concerns he expressed is to do with the aesthetics of this wall. Is there such a standard that we can look up to and say this is what's stopping us?
I thought it was too. This CCNR, which one is it? It says Cameron Ridge on here, but
Cameron Ridge.
I thought that was Northview. So the neighborhood's called Northview, but the CCNRs are called Cameron Ridge.
That's what I like to know before I can make
it.
My decision.
And Cameron Ridge Unit 2 is not on our CCNR website.
After the transfer of lot, the property pursuant to the transaction requiring the issuance of filing for all dwellings shall be the quality of workmanship and materials substantially the same or better than the first homes to be constructed by the declarant on the property. Building location, it does reference that the setbacks revert back to El Dorado County. The purpose of this covenant, safe steps and open porches, will not be considered. On grading, restrictions on grading and draining. Again, it talks about no owner shall divert any lot drainage to a neighboring lot except otherwise approved by the ERC committee. Exterior painting, utility easements, there's no utility easement back there. Offensive activities. Because we have antennas, solar dishes, and heaters that cannot be on the roofs. Solar easement, no owner shall maintain on his property or lot any structure or landscaping which obstructs the right of his.
It's on page one of the Exhibit A.
Page one, Exhibit A.
It's at the back.
I have to go to the very bottom, Jim.
It says page one of Exhibit A, Design Guidelines. It's before that.
Keep going up.
Because it was interesting. They have what they actually have fire things in there. You see that? Yeah, go like six pages up. Maybe getting close.
Getting closer. Now you're still
getting
on the
closer.
Plan.
Getting closer.
Keep going. Keep going.
Okay, before that. Right before that.
Okay.
Nope.
Bit
that's
more.
Page. What page is that?
Can't tell.
That is page 20.
Okay, keep going. No. Okay, keep going.
There. Okay.
Design guidelines. It says 1A. Exterior design of all improvement on any lot shall be compatible with the overall atmosphere of the property. Approval of such exterior design shall be at the sole discretion of the committee.
That's squishy too.
Yeah.
Send the design guidelines.
Oh, design guidelines.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find camera two unit two.
Oh, there is no unit two. This is unit one. There's no
Absolutely.
Unit two on our. I know, but there's no unit two on our website, so I pulled up unit one.
Okay, that's where I was just apart.
The language that I'm reading, 1A, is very subjective.
Yeah, it's specific
it's,
to that lot.
Right. So I'm uncomfortable about relying on this particular language to make any decision, negative or positive.
My concern is we don't. They didn't submit. We don't know what it's going to
be. All fences shall be a maximum height of 6 feet.
Yeah. That part
says,
I can...
In 1E, it says 6 feet.
So what did they have to do to put on that guardrail that they did and made this 10 feet high? Like...
It's a retaining wall.
Well, the retaining wall is 6 feet. Right.
Right, and then
but
there's three and a half feet of guardrail.
Yeah, and is that a requirement?
Yeah, because they don't want people falling off.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's people that actually walk up to that level?
Yeah, because it's there's some pool behind it.
Okay.
They're going to fill it so it's all flat
right.
behind the house. I mean, it makes sense.
Okay.
But,
all right.
Yeah.
So your concern is the aesthetics of
yes.
that cement looking, concrete
well, is it,
looking.
Is it going to look like that place we looked
right,
at right before?
Just, the picture
if
just
it is, said. I'm like, uh-uh.
Yeah.
I mean, at least grout the exterior of it so it's a nice color. It's not just this
right.
piece of concrete wall
yeah,
out in the middle of our park. I mean, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's our park, too. So... I've said my share.
Okay.
Do we normally ask people when they bring in their plans to also bring in the finishes?
Depending on the project, yeah. I mean, on this one, I did not because I was looking at it as like a fence. If you can put up a 6-foot fence, why couldn't you put up a 6-foot container?
Oh. So... Can we conditionally approve it subject to them providing
no.
the finish?
No. I won't vote for that.
Okay.
I'm not going to vote for this.
Okay. All right. So we need 3 votes. It's not going to pass, right? With 2.
Yeah, I just need more information.
Yeah, just ask them for what.
And that, an engineer did like? This. He did a really lazy job with that little bit of design. Especially when it backs up to the park.
And for, if we were a resident, they probably would have asked our permission. They didn't treat us as a resident. Sorry, my opinion.
Well,
it's our park, right? We should be.
Well, again, at this point, I don't have enough information to pass it because they didn't provide any information on what, other than it's a concrete wall. And that's a big wall. It's, if you calculated the square footage of it, it's a lot. And you're going to see it. And I don't want some just whatever they're putting up there out there. I want to know what it is.
All right, Jim. So you don't have enough votes. That's the bottom line.
So that means it'll be automatically approved over the
30th.
Just leave it at that.
What are you talking about? No, we're voting on it. Discussed it.
No, we can't vote on it.
Yeah, we can.
We can. Oh, we just going to be a no vote.
Let's vote on it. Let's bring back the information. I don't want it approved. I want them to bring back what it's going to look like. So neighbors can say, yeah, this is okay for our park.
So we want them, to request they bring back the finishes.
So we have a discussion on this matter. Now we're going to call for a vote. Those in favor say aye. Aye.
Enough information, I'm a no.
Okay.
I'm a no.
So, one yes, two no. Motion fails.
With the request that we ask the homeowner to bring it back with finishes.
With additional information.
What's
as
it going
to
look
finish.
Like?
Yeah.
It's just going to be cinder block blocks.
Well, like I said, look at that picture I sent you today. I don't want that in our park.
Okay. Move on to the next item, Jim.
Hopefully the next one's easier.
3343 Fairway Drive. What are we doing?
Okay. 3343 Fairway Drive. This is a siding project that is existing siding that's being replaced. And for Colorado County, if you switch out even one panel, they want it to be reviewed by the committee. So,
why did they waste our time? Well, I mean, paint, too, if it's the same color. I don't know. I mean, it just... All right, so...
Okay, so we have...
It's going to be James Hardy Color Plus, 20 squares.
Is it the same as what's there now?
1,754 square feet. My brain is not really working. Let's sit that way. This is the location. So our request is for... siding replacement. We're going to be doing removing old wood siding and replacing with... S1Q of material, hardy plank. Exterior color is going to be the iron gray, and the accent color is going to be white. So basically, we're switching out all the T111 wood siding to the hardy plank, and the colors are going to be the gray body with white trim. I don't know. It's hard to see this house. But it's up here on the hill. Not a lot you can see from the street view, but this is just, there's a lot of homes that are switching out their T111 hardy.
And that's the vertical kind of 12-inch wide stuff that...
Yeah, what they have on there right now is a T111. It looks like it's about 8-inch on center.
Right.
And
what's the hardy plank look like?
Hardy plank is reinforced...
cement.
Concrete.
It's fiberglass.
Did they give us a picture of it in their submittal? No.
Concrete items. We deal with them almost every week or every cycle.
It's the fire thing.
Yeah,
and it's a home hardening thing.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I'm just curious what it looks like.
Okay, so you can get it exactly like T111. You can get it exactly like shiplap. You can get it exactly like shingle. You can get exactly
mat. They're just doing hard siding, like whatever that is.
Yeah, and they're... And nowadays it even comes pre-coated in the color that you
want. Yeah, all right, thank you.
Okay. So, that's it?
That's more of a maintenance and repair.
All right.
So, Tim, do you usually vote on these individually or as a group? Do we should vote on each one individually? That's sort of... How do you usually do it in the committee?
There's usually a motion and it's an all in favor at the ARC committee.
But individually?
Yeah, we do each project individually, yes.
All right, I'll move to approve item 3B.
Okay.
Second.
We've got a motion, a second.
Favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Item number 3B, 3343 Fairway Drive, Cameron Park, number 1, has been approved for this item. Item number 3C, this is 3230 Sudbury Road, storage shed.
It's really raining.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Sorry?
It's really raining out.
Yeah. Okay, so our shed project is located right here, and this is on Sudbury Road.
Mm-hmm. How am I going to put a shed?
And the scope of work. Shed specifications. And shed site.
It's going to be in the backyard.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's going to be in the back.
Okay.
These are our specifications.
8x12.
How big is it?
8x12.
So that's a little bigger than...
Yes.
Than what... If you went smaller, you wouldn't even have to go through this, would you?
No, you have to come through for any structure.
Any structure.
Even under 120 square feet. Over 120 square feet triggers the
count. Gotcha.
So, with that said, and then our location is going to be right here. We got a 15-foot setback off of the side, which in this neighborhood it's 10 feet required. 8x12, 140 square feet. 140 feet from Sudbury, 100 feet from the back, and 50 feet from the fence itself.
Yeah.
How tall is this shed?
Right where it gets closest to the road there.
That's insane. The door is 6'7". Let's see.
Looks like that.
Very nice. All right.
Okay. Moving on.
Okay. Any?
No comment.
Bob, you got any more?
I just asked him how tall this is.
I'll move to approve item 3C.
Second. Aye.
Jim?
Aye.
Call the roll. Or just call for the vote.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, item number 3C, 3230 Sudbury Road, for storage shed has been approved. Item number 3D.
Okay.
The next one they're already doing, because they're...
3D.
No.
Swimming pool patio cover.
3400 Raymond Ray, Eastwood Park, number 1. This is swimming pool, patio, and deck.
And they repainted their house, too. They changed the color.
Okay, cover.
This is all post-work.
Their contractors are creating a very hazardous roadway. Because they're right on the corner of Braden and Drive, and they're all parked there.
So what do we typically look at on these covers?
The patio cover, I have details for that.
Yeah.
What we're looking for, what we always look for on the pools, is to make sure that we have our adequate setbacks, which we do here. We have a 10-foot setback off of the public utility easement, and then we have a 15,
15-foot setback off to the side.
And then zero in the back?
10-foot off the back.
Okay.
And then as far as our deck and patio cover, I believe this is it. So they've got, the pool is being done by others. This is the deck company that's doing this. This is the covered portion, and this is the deck portion.
Okay.
And then, again, it's achieved all its setbacks. Basically, this is the existing deck. And then they're adding this landing off of the back.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to just the staircase, and then they're continuing the deck that kind of goes all the way around
okay.
and just makes it a forward deck. So this is our proposal.
What material are they using for the deck? Are they doing some synthetic stuff or?
Yes, they are doing a Trex type product.
Trex, you know, whatever that is. I mean, I don't know what
yeah, it it's like a Trex or a TimberTech.
Yeah. Looks nice.
And then there's our patio cover that's actually going to have the roof material to match the existing roof.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And then there's your elevation showing the deck cover.
So you're just building a shed off of there. It's going to, gotcha.
And then, yeah. So, I mean, just expanding the deck and putting it up.
All right. Well, we'll take a vote. Let's call for a vote.
I will move.
Second.
Okay. Those in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Item number 3D, 3400 Raven Way in Eastwood Park number 1 for a swimming pool, patio cover, and deck remodel as approved. Item number 3E, 3038 Marywood Circle, Cameron Park number 2 for a fence. I have talked to this gentleman several times about one of my concerns, so that what they did is they edited it. And this is Marywood. Okay. So, our original fence design, fence with manual. Okay. So, this is kind of where my job comes into play. In throwing caution to the wind on stuff like this. So, what the applicant did here, basically, this is up against Royal Park. Okay, this is off of Country Club Drive, right off of Royal Drive. I'm not going to fiddle with trying to do this anymore. We have this lot here. This is Royal Park right here. On this side of Royal Park, we have our park, where we maintain. On this side of the creek, it's a utility easement. Okay? So they had proposed a double gate in order to bring like vehicles into the back. That was where I threw caution. Because it's like I told them, we have jurisdiction on the other side of the creek, but on this side of the creek, it's one of the utility easements. They put in a gate and they put in riprap so they can get back in there and do maintenance. So it's like I told them, our committee cannot approve a double swing gate if their intention is to bring in vehicles, because it's not our access. Now, we do have a lot of people that have man gates. So after I talked to the applicant on this one, they revised it to be a man gate. They revised it to be a man gate.
So is that their lot that's like all the way back?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
okay.
I usually...
What's the blue, the light blue bar indicating that picture?
So this is their lot. This side of the park is our park. This side is a utility easement. Both of them have gates. But this one, I don't know what utility it is, but like I told him, I said, if you want to put in a double gate, you can get your own approval from that utility easement.
Oh,
So that's going up.
Ours. Okay.
Going.
Yeah, 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 there's, that's a mul- those
well, you can walk in there too. It's all our park, right?
It's all our park.
It's our park.
Have an easement on the
yeah, but the easement yeah. is like three different people.
Yes.
Like EAB,
and I don't know anybody that has dual gates. Through
so we wouldn't want to approve this more than a 4 foot man gate because we don't want the litter vacuum vehicles access onto our property.
On that
right.
Easement,
nobody should be on that. I mean,
so we could only approve like a man gate, yes. 4 foot.
And that's why it was revised to a man gate.
And that's how wide it is? Is that what they're proposing?
There's a white bar gate is on the left side. West
so
park.
It says 120 in, no, or that's the old one?
That's the old one.
Sorry. So what's it say? They're 44 inch.
Yeah. That's
right.
Fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
They just don't want any
cars.
Motorized vehicles, side by sides, cars.
Yeah. Okay.
They've already resolved it. So with 44.
Your fence run is going to run across the back and up the sides. It's going to terminate actually back here. This is their dog run. That they have in place.
Okay.
And they'll have a man gate here.
Okay.
Standard fence.
All right, let's take a vote.
I move that we approve item 3E.
Second.
Okay. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. It's approved.
Item number 3E3038 Mary with Circle Camera Park number 2 for a fence that's been approved.
Okay. Last one. 3F.
3903 Archwood Road, Cameron Park North number 2. This is also for a storage shed. And this is our last one. Thank you for your patience.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It's pretty funny.
Here is our Archwood Road site.
So we're probably mine.
Okay. And then the project itself.
This is.
So, this is the shed proposed. Mm-hmm. It's an 16 by 20. It's more of an exterior garage. And then our site plan.
Is that a tough shed?
It's a 3903.
Which proposed shed placement is 10 feet off of the back and 10 feet off of the side in the backyard. That meets all the setbacks and it meets those requirements as far as your question.
So where's it going on the lot? Sorry.
Right here. It's going to be 10 feet off of the back fence, 10 feet off of the side.
Oh, so it is in the backyard.
Yes.
It looks like a house.
So visually, it would be right here.
So they're going to build a drive through their garage, basically? They're not going to build a driveway on the side of the house, will they? No, they don't have room for that.
I don't know.
Okay.
Driveways are okay.
Or maybe they won't even drive. Maybe they just have a driving lawnmower.
They just have a big-ass lawnmower for the yard.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All colors will be matching the existing.
And it's similar
all right.
architectural style.
So let's take a vote.
All right, I'll move that we approve item 3F.
Second.
Okay. Those in favor, say aye.
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 Director Gilchrist?
I said aye.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Item number 3F, 3903 Archwood Road in Cameron Park number 2 for a storage shed has been approved.
Okay. That's the end of our action on the ARC, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Where does that take us now? I believe that takes us new items.
Item for future. You see in our committee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't have any.
I won't be here in July. I think that's what she was referring to when she said she was going to invite Sid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I won't.
There's two from
yeah, so
staff, so I'll write that down.
I'll be here.
That's the July 6th meeting, I think?
July 6th, yes.
Director Gilchrist will be passing.
Items to take to the Board of Directors?
Okay.
Any items? No?
Okay.
Matters to and from committee members and staff? I don't have anything. You have anything?
No, I do.
Okay. This meeting is adjourned.
All right.
The time now is 6:41.
6:41. Okay. Wasn't too bad.